Sean,
to you,
if
we,
the conference
a,
comes to
we
you,
we got a four-seat majority.
If the conference comes to you and says, we'd like you to be the speaker, would you do it?
I'm going to talk to the conference over the next week, Sean. I think that's the key. I think this is a day where we say, look, what happened here was not good. I think what happened to Kevin McCarthy was not fair. Let's figure out how we come together as a conference and focus on our agenda. Focus on the three things this Congress, I think, is about. And we've passed many of the bills we told the country we would do. We need to stay focused on that. Pressure the Senate to actually bring them up, for goodness sake. Continue to do the oversight. And then, obviously, deal with this appropriation process and the spending bill that has to be done before the end of the year.
I'll offer you some unsolicited advice. If they do come to you and they do offer it to you and you will consider it, this idea of one person motion to vacate, I wouldn't take it with that provision. That has to go. I don't think that's good for anybody. My humble opinion. All right, let's move on to, you know, how quickly can Republicans, you know, fill this position and move forward with their agenda? We have four of the 12 appropriations bills done. We have a CR that we didn't want. I thought, again, Chip Roy, Byron Donald, Scott Perry, Freedom Caucus guys put forward a plan that would have been a lot better. That would have put the pressure where it belongs on Senate Republicans, and they need to have the pressure put on them. And then resolved in conference, that would have been a much better way to handle it, and it would have bought time to get the appropriations bills finished. With those appropriations bills finished, do you believe Republicans can go back to regular order, get those bills done, cut spending, secure the border, and take care of the top priorities that should be Republican priorities?
I do, Sean. We can pass all that, but if the Senate doesn't do anything, you're inevitably going to be in this stalemate situation, this stare-down situation, where at some point you got to pass something. And what I hope we would be willing to do is focus on the issue that's front and center right now in the country. This is what was in the bills that, unfortunately, we couldn't get the votes for last week. The issue that everyone knows is front and center is the border. Republicans get it, independents get it, more importantly, Democrats get it. If we'd have put that on the stopgap spending measure and stayed focused on that and talked about that for weeks leading up to the deadline, I think we could have won. But we couldn't get the votes for that, which was what was so frustrating to me. I spoke time and time again in conference. Let's vote. Everybody knows one really good issue beats 15 pretty good issues every time. Pick that one good issue. And here's why it's so important we come together, because the country's figuring out the crime problem, the border problem. Democrats have figured it out. So let's come together and focus on that agenda as Republicans. That's what I hope we do over the next week. And I hope the speaker is the one who can lead on those issues and the other things that we told the American people we were going to accomplish.
I hope Jim Jordan drives a hard bargain and accepts the speakership. I think he'd be a great speaker. I really honestly do. Laura Ingraham was on last night, and this was her reaction to the historic McCarthy ouster. This is Cut 5. Go.
Washington must change. We have to break the cycle. Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and he has failed to take a stand where it matters. So if he won't, I will.
The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
There's 222 Republicans up there. There's 190 of them that are not moving away from Kevin McCarthy. They're just not.
If he were to continue to be Speaker, there would be chaos that would continue because he's not been honest with either party.
Kevin McCarthy is a feature of the swamp. He has risen to power by collecting special interest money and redistributing that money in exchange for favors. We are breaking the fever now, and we should elect a speaker who's better.
Now, at this moment, the House GOP conference is meeting to decide who could be the next Speaker of the House after the shocking ouster of McCarthy. Now, you'll remember it took 5 days and 15 rounds of voting to get him confirmed back in January, but just hours now to kick him out. This was a historic move orchestrated by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. Up until just before the show, Gaetz was supposed to be sitting right here, telling me what was going to come next in the big fight and giving behind-the-scenes details of the ouster, but he's in that all-hands-on-deck meeting and can't get out. He did send us this note to share with you. I'm sorry I can't join you tonight. I'm meeting with the House Republican Conference to chart our future. It's been a historic day and our work is not done. Now, I think we all do understand the underlying point here about governing by these continuing resolutions. We need a plan to protect the border. I mean, that we need to seriously consider the billions in aid that we're just rubber stamping, sending out to Ukraine. But I have to say tonight, it's hard to see how what happened today gets Republicans closer to achieving any of those goals. So the legitimate concerns may have, some sticking power, but the problem here, I think, is twofold. Number one, there's no plan that follows. That's what supposedly they're working on tonight. The folks suggested to take up the gavel have all said that they support McCarthy. So what's next? Number two, after contending that McCarthy was wrong to use Democrat votes to assist in passing a short-term spending package, Gaetz and the seven other GOP members used 208 Democrats to oust McCarthy. So I guess it's okay when they do it. And for all the talk about principles being at stake, I mean, Congresswoman Nancy Mace moved to oust McCarthy as well because, in her view, he didn't move fast enough on women's issues. Another Ken Buck, another congressman, isn't just a, opponent of impeachment inquiries. With McCarthy, he just moved forward on this idea of Liz Cheney being a friend of his. I mean, Liz Cheney is friend of Ken Buck. Ken Buck is supporting this Gaetz resolution. Very odd. And speaking of Liz Cheney, she reportedly called Democrat Dan Goldman after one of his TV hits to tell him that he and the Democrats should take McCarthy out.
I love it. Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel. Coming up, Marlo Leticia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby. The latest on the Long Life Era community. And we'll follow up on our conversation from last week. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders have announced they're donating $1 million to the UNLV football program to show their support for their fellow tenants at Allegiant Stadium. The university showed their appreciation for the generous donation by naming a room at the Fertitta Football Complex the Al Davis Team Room to honor the late Raiders owner. The Golden Knights have two preseason games left after last night's 2-0 loss to the San Jose Sharks. They host the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow night. And the Las Vegas Aces will try to become the first WNBA team to win back-to-back championships in 21 years when they take on the New York Liberty in the finals. Best of five series begins Sunday at Michelob Ultra Arena. The reigning champs are 4.5-point favorites in game one. Tip goes up at noon.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Ron Quintz has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet. Located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Still picking up after one accident on the east side of the valley through the Charleston curve, 95 southbound between Charleston and Boulder Highways, where the only reported accident on the freeways is right now. Standard slowing applies up and down the resort corridor on I-15, both directions really between Charleston and Russell Road. Still have a west side accident in Summerlin at Flamingo and Town Center Drive, and also on the west side, Harmon remains closed at Polaris after an overnight fatal accident. That's Polaris and Harmon shut down. It's going to be warmer today, reaching the mid-80s under clear skies with winds gusting to 20 miles per hour. We're at 66 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Washington must...
Let's go! Bucks barely down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go.
It is live and local on this hump day, this Wednesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 9 o'clock. I am so excited. I am so excited because guess who is here? Marlo Letizia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby. She is a regular on Instagram and Facebook, and she is our regular Wednesday guest. I always learn something when I'm with her. Marla, good morning, and thanks for being a part of the show today.
Oh, my gosh. I'm always happy to be here, and thank you so much for the lovely introduction, and I enjoy this time, too. I always get a little nervous about it. I'm always like, oh, my gosh, you know, I get, like, jitters, like, walking out on the stage each time, but it seems to always work out okay, right? Just the adrenaline pump is good for everybody.
No, it's good for everybody. I'll bet you were a little a bit nervous at the Aging Wellness Expo because you spoke, and all my reports say you hit it out of the park.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you very much. Well, I will tell you that I really want to give kudos to Wanda, who is the Review Journal executive, who actually was responsible for coordinating the entire Wellness Expo up at the Red Rock, and also Optum. It was hosted by the Review Journal, but it was sponsored by Optum. And the joint association between those two organizations brought out, I don't know, maybe 5,000 people to the event, which went from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. So it was really, really well attended. And nobody was more surprised than me. And it was really terrific.
Can you talk about the message? I know the title of the speech was A Mindset to Live to 100 Years or More. What was the gist of what you were telling the group?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. But I will tell you that much of what we do has to do with our mindset. And the definition of mindset is a belief and mental attitude that determines how you interact and respond to your own life situations. By the way, I just did that by memory.
Way to go. Way to go.
Yeah. I was like, wow, I got that out. And so, you know, there's three areas of our health that as we begin to age that we need to be very cognitive of and watch. And one is our physical health, which we monitor and manage with annual physicals with our doctor. The second is our cognitive health, which also has to do with your doctor, and there's you know, places that your numbers with your blood and different things that will show you how your cognitive health is, you know, moving along. And the third is your emotional health. So your emotional health is truly the most complicated. And that deals with things like anger, resentment, depression, hopelessness, all of sort of those negative feelings, if you will, that come into your emotional health. And that is where you need a clinical psychologist. Well, you know, there is also one other little thing that is contained within that emotional health, and that is mindset. And so I'm not a clinical psychologist and I'm not a physician, but I am somebody who has lived several decades and had a tremendous amount of life experiences. And through that, I have a message and some wisdom that I wanted to share with the audience, and I asked their permission if they would like for me to share it, and a room full of people applauded, so I went forward and talked about it. So let me just add one thing, is that a life insurance salesman who comes to your house and interviews you about giving you and selling you life insurance will ask you one question. What is that very first question that the life insurance salesman asked? Do you remember? I don't know if we talked about this before or not.
I'm not sure we did.
Know what it is? Okay. All right. It was probably with the other boys. But so the very first, take a guess if you want to just
take a guess. How long do you expect to live?
There you go. I mean, you hit it on the nose. Good for you.
I pay attention, you know.
Yes, I know you do. Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people will say, how much life insurance do you want? Or how's your health? But that question that you just threw in, Kevin, is just like, it's said with a smile, it's a throwaway. You don't really think it means anything, but it does, because 85% of everybody who comes up with that answer actually dies at that age. So that truly is a mindset. And what you want to do is to be able, and I looked at that audience and I said, so many of you, when I just told you this story, literally had a number in your head when I asked the question. And now you need to ask yourself, why is that number there? And is that number really serving you? Because you have an 85% chance of dying at that number. And I told a story of how I have a friend whose father said, I don't ever want to be 92. I do not want to live to 92. And remarkably, he died 6 days before his 92nd birthday. And then I have another friend who was, you know, the Cubans are very family oriented and they really celebrate their elders. And when this young boy, who is now in his 50s, but when he was young and a family member passed away, he realized that nobody lives forever. So he went to his father and said, Poppy, I don't ever want to lose you. I don't ever want to lose you. I can't live without you. And Poppy would say, don't worry, I'm going to live till I'm 83. Don't worry, I'm going to live till I'm 83. And then sadly, when he was 83, he got up one morning and walked to the kitchen for his coffee and boom. And my friend says, gee, if he had said, don't worry, I'm going to live till I'm 103, would he still be there? So we talked about mindset. We talked about the baby boomer generation and, excuse me, how the baby boomer generation is actually known for social change. And this is where we imparted the thought that we as baby boomers, who the oldest of us is 77 years old, that we might be able to bring dignity and celebration and help to create and dispense of this anti-aging society that we live in, because right now, as it stands, the Medicare commercials that are shown for open enrollment show an announcer, or you hear an announcer, who is speaking down to the audience who is listening, number one. Number two, we see a group of actors that are supposed to be quote-unquote seniors, and those people don't even look like the senior, you know, that we are. They look like our grandparents' generation, not the generation who is currently available for open enrollment. And then worse than that, this is the worst part, and everybody in that room on Saturday applauded to this, is those actors who are supposed to be portraying our generation who are applying for Medicare and Medicare supplement, those people, when they ask those questions, actually look like their IQ, and they sound like their IQ has lost 25 points from the time they were 45 to 65. It is the most demeaning thing. And we, our entire American society, actually judge ourselves very frequently by what is shown to us on the media and fed back to us. And I myself, upon watching those commercials, really started to think of myself as unintelligent. Maybe I was irrelevant. I mean, it was very painful for me when I first started to identify that I was that age. And I began to lose my self-confidence as a result of that. Truly, this is what happened. This is how the Long Life Era community got started. Well, I will tell you that nobody wants to grow old in this society, because there's no honor in it. There's honor everywhere else in the world. And in so many of the countries, even the third world countries, they honor, revere, and celebrate those that have longevity, but not so much here in America. So if you don't want to grow old, okay, but then nobody wants to die young, right? Everybody wants to live. Nobody wants to die young, and that leaves just the alternative. Is like, does anybody really want to have to look like a Kardashian in order to live in our society today? I don't think so. That got a big laugh, Kevin. Is that making you laugh?
Yes.
The Kardashian thing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So what's the alternative? And the baby boomer generation is known for social change. So with the long life mindset, which we've changed the name from the pledge to the mindset, just to tell you, because the mindset is really what it is. It's setting a mindset. That's what those words are that I put together for people. And that the baby boomers, who are known for social change, have, which, by the way, they brought about the end of the Vietnam War. They stood side by side and helped to give energy and fire to the civil rights movement. We were the first women to actually go to college in big numbers and walk into jobs that were previously held by men. And third and fourth and most importantly, we, with our dimes, nickels, and quarters, and a few dollars that we could scrape together when we were teenagers, helped bring about the British invasion, because it was our teenage dollars that were buying those records. So I presented the idea that as baby boomers, we still had one more social change revolution within us, and that is to bring about social change when it comes to aging and revering those with the wisdom that have so much to share with our younger population. And it was really well received. I felt so great about it. People were inspired, and honestly, that's what it was about for me. I mean, that's what all of this is about for me, is to help bring about a change in American culture as it relates to aging and living in our long life era, not just being a senior citizen, which basically means move out or get out of our way. You're irrelevant now. Nothing could be farther from the truth. So they can do that by going to longlifemindset.com. We changed the name of the URL, longlifemindset.com, and add your name and embrace the long life mindset words that you'll find on that homepage when you go there, and then add your name to the list so we can show retailers and all of the influence in America just how powerful this baby boomer generation is.
Marla, always good to get with you. Thanks so much. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk again next Wednesday. How about it?
Yes, we will. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
There you go. Marla Letitia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby, the Long Life Era Community. We'll be talking more about that next Wednesday on this very radio program. This hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. Thank you so much for what you do. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition Clay Travis Buck Sexton Show will break down the absolute latest on the drama from inside the House of Representatives, and we'll continue to track all of the insanity going on at the border.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Vegas Golden Knights fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back. Shop at Terrible's throughout the season. Spend $10 or more with your Terrible's app. Plus, earn 10 extra entries with any Bud Light purchase. For your chance to win a $1,500 Golden Knights shopping spree, tickets to a home game, and hotel stay at Circa Resort and Casino. Every day is game day. Exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I've never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color. It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. It just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and in cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.